The Amesbury School Committee will hear from educators and parents tonight as they rally to prevent more than $2 million in proposed cuts to their schools. They're asking Mayor and School Committee Chair Cassandra Gove to use any funds at the city's disposal to ensure schools can at least maintain their current level of services. American Federation of Teachers Amesbury Local President Cynthia Yetman says schools have worked to support students' mental health, but pandemic-related funds have dried up.
Those types of needs are still there in our district, and we still want to be able to offer those kinds of supports.
Yetman says school operation costs are up, and educators, especially paraprofessionals, deserve a living wage. She says the town has enough money in reserves to ensure students have what they need, but Gove says every city department is facing financial hardship. Gove has proposed a 3% increase in spending, but school superintendent Elizabeth McAndrews says it will take at least 8% to continue busing services, ensure ample technology, and keep needed support staff. Kevin Tierney is a teachers' union negotiator and also the parent of two young boys in the district. He worries that cuts to music and the arts, library services, and after-school programs could cause some families to move elsewhere.
I firmly believe that how go the schools, so goes the town, and we have to make the investments now because the price we'll pay later down the road will be so much greater.
Tierney says the proposed cuts are all parents are talking about at sporting events, birthday parties, and daycare. The majority, he says, believe the city should increase taxes to ensure students have what they need, and that many parents plan to attend tonight's committee hearing to support their students and teachers. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.